You're listening to the Monocle Arts Review. I'm Andrew Muller, and on this week's music review, we are spinning the globe a swift 180 degrees. I'm not sure if that's technically accurate, but you get the idea. To speak to Double J presenter Miff Warhurst, who joins me all the way from Melbourne. Miff, welcome to the program.
Lovely to be here, Andrew.
We are keeping this an all-Australian show, quite literally. We have all-Australian acts, we have an all-Australian host and an all-Australian guest reviewer, so that'll show everybody else. We're going to start with D.D. Dumbo. He's known to his friends and family by the possibly slightly less street name of Oliver Hugh Perry. Where do we know D.D. Dumbo from, or how did you happen across him, and why do you like him?
Well, D.D. Dumbo's been making music for a couple of years. He emerged in around 2013, had a self-recorded EP called Tropical Oceans. Now, this is a guy who lives in regional Victoria. If you're familiar with Australia, it's down south in a country area. And he basically self-recorded this EP and it blew up. He was signed to 4AD in the UK. He toured with lots of folk, including the likes of Warpaint, Tune Yards, Jungle, St. Vincent, Iron and Wine, a whole bunch more, and he sat on the debut record for quite some time, and it is now finally out. It's called Utopia Defeated, and it's just a very, very complex, beautiful and layered pop record, and I just adore his voice. So we have one track here from him. This is the opener on the record. It's called Walrus, and it's basically about, well, the death of a walrus.
Okay, well, let's hear some of it. That was Walrus by D.D. Dumbo from his album Utopia Defeated. Miff, as you mentioned there, he signed to 4AD, which may be less so now than it used to, but that used to be a real statement, signing to 4AD. You were aligning yourself with a particular aesthetic, and I'm old enough that that did actually vaguely remind me of such creatures as Exmal Deutschland and Clan of Xymox.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, for someone to come from where he's come from, pretty much unknown, and to be able to capture the imagination of folk that obviously have quite a creative outlook in terms of who they sign, I think there's something quite special about D.D. Dumbo. And the album itself is really dense and quite a complicated pop record, and experimental as well, but just really worth a listen. Other highlights on the record include the song Satan, which incorporates, you know, ideas like aliens and zombies, Higgs boson, all in one song. So he's really taking, you know, many of his ideas and just basically blowing them up on record. I love it.
Okay, well, let's leap across the other side of the Australian continent from where you are now to Perth, where we will meet Katie Steele. Introduce her, if you would.
Well, Katie Steele comes from an interesting family. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Luke Steele. If you've heard that name before, he's in the group Empire of the Sun, who've had huge international hits. Katie has also been making music of her own with a band, Little Birdie, who are very successful here in Australia and also internationally, I think. They had some recognition. And finally, after all these years, she has got around to making her debut solo record, which is called Human. And it's quite a beautiful record, brand new. She's had one single from it already, and it's called Where's the Laughter? So the whole concept of that song was about, I guess, relaxing within herself. She wrote a lot of it in her parents' front room, coming back to Australia on an upright piano, but also in Brooklyn, where she lived for about 5 years, I think. So she's done incredibly well for herself with this debut solo record. I can't wait to hear more from it. And this is the second single from the debut solo record, Human. It's called It Ain't Me.
Okay, it's up to just me. I'll be It Ain't Me by Katie Steele from her new album Human, the second choice of our guest music reviewer Miff Warhurst. That's kind of a strange mix because it's clearly like a great big huge pop record, which is no bad thing, but she doesn't really have a great big huge pop voice as such. She sounds more like she wants to be a country singer.
That's an interesting perspective on it. She's definitely more from, I guess you could say, the indie world than the huge, big pop world. But I think this album will see her exploring all sides of her musical personality, of which she has a lot of facets. She's actually a very interesting artist. Her songs are quite diverse. And if you're familiar with Little Birdie, you will already know that. But yeah, she's got a very interesting voice, I think. It captures a certain something that's not easily defined, and I like it.
And how has that one been received in Australia? Has that been thought of as a great big huge pop record?
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure. The album is not out yet. She's only released two singles.
And we shall move along finally then. That is Katie Steele, we should mention. It Ain't Me, new album, Human. We should move along finally to, I think, someone who must be, by definition, a pioneer in the field of Zimbabwean South Australian hip-hop.
I don't know if there's too many artists who were born in Zimbabwe, grew up in Perth when she was five, moved to Kalgoorlie and finally found herself in Adelaide. I'm talking about TK Midza. She's 20 years old and I think this woman is going to take over the world. She's quite extraordinary. She was studying architecture while she decided whether or not she wanted a music degree. She's very, very talented in all facets of life. I'm very envious of her, obviously. She's one of Australia's biggest rising stars. She's been influenced by a lot of pop stuff and a lot of hip-hop stuff, Nicki Minaj. You can hear Santi Gold in there. You can hear Outkast. And she was discovered a couple of years back and since then has played pretty much all the festivals in Australia. She's toured with Charlie XCX and she's quite wonderful. I definitely think you should keep an eye out for her. She's all about great hip-hop, youthful rebellion. There's not much of a political agenda as yet because she's still quite young. But this track, Carry On, is fantastic. It's from her debut record and it features Killer Mike from Run the Jewels, that you might be familiar with. He saw her at a festival in Australia a couple of years back and he was raving about her online. And she reached out to him and said, "Do you want to work on my latest record?" And he said, "Yes." And here he is working on this track and it's quite a beauty. It's got her kind of complaining about school and life, which is, you know, lovely young people themes. And Killer Mike is acting like a big brother, giving her some advice on this track.
Okay, well, let's hear that. This is TK Midza with Carry On. I'm about as far from the target audience for that track as you could possibly imagine, but I really enjoyed that. I can't tell whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it's definitely a good thing. She's a product of her influences, and as I said, you might have grown up with Outkast. I can certainly hear that in there, Missy Elliott, that kind of thing. I think she reaches to that sort of side of the hip-hop spectrum, and she's going to be something kind of wonderful, so I think it's good you know all about her.
OK, well, TK Midza's eponymous new album is out this Friday on Kitsune Music. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks to my guest, Miff Warhurst. You have been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. The show was produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our TV review with John Doyle. But for now, goodbye from me, and thanks for listening.